This holiday season, Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany presents A Christmas Story, the musical. The Chinese food, the Red Ryder BB gun, the frozen pole, and the leg lamp are all there in this musical based on the classic 1983 movie, which itself was based on stories by legendary radio humorist Gene Shepherd. Preview performances for A Christmas Story, the musical, take place November 27th through the 29th, opening night. Fittingly, is Tuesday, December 1st. Here to tell us more, we welcome Freddie Ramirez, who is the show's choreographer, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. We should note we have some other cast members who may be on their way and got into some traffic, so right now it's just you and me, but that's all right. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
How did you get started in this, first come to this particular work?
Well, I am an actor, choreographer, dancer, performer as well. Choreography is the second chapter of my life. It's really great to be able to continue on to this, you know, the second layer, if you will, of performance, which is creating and allowing others to take your vision and bring it to life. I began as a dancer in a modern company and then into the theater world and ended up doing pretty good in the musical world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then on this, you're focused on the choreography.
Yes, this I'm focusing strictly on the choreography.
And it's fun?
Oh my gosh, it is amazing. This cast is fantastic. Their talents are never ending. They play instruments, they sing, they're wonderful actors, they take your vision and really drive it to lengths that you didn't imagine it could go.
We mentioned that other cast members would be filing in, and one of those cast members has indeed done that. It's Gary Lindman.
That's right.
Yeah. Gary, it's a great pleasure. You play the old man, the dad.
I'm the old man, the grumpy old man. That's right.
Yeah, and it's great to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So I asked, Freddie, I'll ask you this question of how you came to this particular production.
Audition in New York.
All great stories begin.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Actually, John Bolton, the guy that originated this character, is a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And so it was coincidental that I was actually auditioning for this and had dinner with him about the same weekend. So I was in the city through an agent. And I was just got back from a Disney cruise where I was performing on a Disney cruise ship, and the first audition back, Maggie was there and had a great audition for her and got the part right away.
This has an interesting life in that it, of course, was the iconic 1983 movie, which is based on the works of Gene Shepherd, and had a nice life on Broadway. It was one season, I believe, at the LaFontaine Theater, and then moved to Madison Square Gardens Theater, right?
Right.
For the next year, mm-hmm. And now is on the road.
Yep. It's in our theater.
Right.
We have the opportunity to present it to the Capital Region, and it's a wonderful opportunity. It is very, very a lot of fun.
Yeah, several theaters are actually doing it around the country. Regional theaters are doing it around the country right now. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Walnut Street Theater is doing
Walnut
it as well.
Walnut Street Theater is definitely doing it. Yep.
Down in Texas they're doing it at Tuts. And another theater as well, yeah.
So it's a great show because, first of all, we're familiar with the story. Most of us are familiar with the story or know it by heart even.
Yeah.
And then there is also the fact that it's a really good musical.
Oh, yeah. The music is fantastic. You're going to be humming these songs on your way out home the next day, the next week, during Christmas. It's going to be stuck in your brain. But it's a good thing. The music is really fun.
Not easy.
It's a good thing.
The music is surprisingly complex. And the lyrics are really, really witty and fun. Yeah. It's not like a simple little hum-along musical. Actually, learning this music was not a simple task. It's complex stuff.
Yeah. Well, let me ask the choreographer this question when you talk about complex, because when I saw this in New York on Broadway, there was a scene in there in one of the fantasy scenes where this little kid gets up on a table and starts dancing, and this kid is nuts. I mean, he's just like crazy good.
Yeah. I know what you're talking
about. Brought the house down.
Yeah, you're talking about You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. It's a tap sequence. Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you have that's in the show?
We have a different version. Our take on it is slightly different. They did a nightclub scene, and we're actually doing something slightly different.
Because I'm thinking, how many kids can do that?
Well, you know, there are a lot of talented kids, especially in the Capital Region. We've discovered this area has such incredible, talented kids. And we have a bunch of them in our show. We do have a tap specialist that is in the show, and she'll be doing some really fun stuff as well.
So one of the three Papaleo sisters that we have in the show. Yeah, they're all three of them performers. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really cool stuff. So for you as the dad in the show, you have some of the great memorable lines.
Oh yeah. Well, you know the one. Come on, give it to us. You know what it is. The Fragile, right?
Yeah, Fragile, or even You'll Shoot Your Eye Out,
Well, Mom says, actually, I don't say You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Mom says that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I support
it. I'm thinking
it.
Of the movie.
It's a little different here.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
But I got some good ones. You know, Dad, of course, grumbles and swears, and that's part of what the whole charm of this. So we had to figure out a way, or they had to actually figure out a way of actually doing these swears without actually swearing. So they have written dialogue out for the old man that is impossible to memorize.
It is.
But, you know, consarn, gad, bits, mucker, rucker, you know, it's just. Not a swear in it, but just a
gobbledygook.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
It is fun.
Also, being in a great space like Cap Rep, it seems perfect for a musical like this.
It is. It is a really intimate space. It's a thrust stage, so the audience is really going to feel like they're part of the company. We've really Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, the director and producer of Cap Rep, has really thought about how we move things around so that everyone, no matter where you are seated in the theater, can see everything or mostly everything and enjoy it and be a part of the show.
Yeah, they'll feel like they're in the show because of the thrust stage the way it is. They're really all around us. It's wonderful. Yeah.
When you think about something like this, I guess what is or how much do you talk about what the audience is expecting because of what is known or...
Yeah, that's a very big thing.
Yeah.
We take into account all that information. We take into account our ideas, our imagination, what we can physically do in this space, and what people will be expecting. We want to give them that wonderful holiday tradition experience that everyone's familiar with the show. You know, they're familiar with the movie, but we want to bring that into the theater and have them go home with a different experience, but still have that kind of nostalgic feeling that, oh, I remember this,
mm-hmm.
you know? So there are moments in the show that are specifically placed so that you can say, ah, that was me when I was a kid. I can totally see myself there.
But at the same time, you're going to see, you know, you, of course, there's no tap dancing in the movie, but you'll see that. And it comes out
of the musical aspect.
But it comes out of a wonderful fantasy sequence that actually makes sense to the telling of the story.
Yes.
This runs throughout the holiday season. You go through December 27th.
Yes.
So
we actually have a very early matinee on Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock for people who really want to experience that day. There's a show.
So that's great.
Yeah.
That'll be a great way to celebrate the holidays, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You will not be sad that you go. It's going to be It's going to be really, really
now,
fun.
Now, are you on hand for the full time?
I am on hand until the show opens, and then I'll come in and do some, you know, maybe spot cleanups and stuff if needed. But we have a wonderful dance captain in the show who's also performing. His name is Aaron Pomeroy. I know him from New York City, and he's really, really great. He's going to keep this show in tip-top shape.
As far as you haven't done in front of an audience yet then?
No, this Friday we have our first preview.
Yeah. Correct. So, and then it'll be, you'll see
off
how
go.
They react. Yeah,
yeah,
it'll be really fun.
And always that first preview is always interesting because you don't know where the laughs are going to come or if they're going to come or they might come where you don't expect them to come. Yeah,
may come Thursday night, but maybe not Saturday.
That's right.
Right?
That's
right.
You just never know.
And that's the fun part.
That's the great part of theater. That's why we do it. Yeah.
Well, let's let people know what we got going here. The Christmas Story, the musical, begins previews at Cap Rep in Albany this week. It opens next Tuesday. For more information, you can go to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org. The show runs through Sunday, December 27th, opens officially, well, we'll have previews on Friday the 27th, and will be open for a full month, Sunday the 27th of December, and lots of opportunities to see the great show. You can find out more by going to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org. Gary Lindemann and Freddie Ramirez, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful run, and thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Great
thank
pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Roundtable. Coming up next, we're going to go to NPR coverage of the president and French president from Washington.